Memories. They can be blurry, even confusing at times, and yet they can be clear and sharp like the edge of a blade. The only people I had in my life were my father and my uncle. No matter how much I wanted them to, they never liked each other. My uncle would visit, but my dad would always make an excuse to keep working. But things are fine. We're a strange family, but we had each other. Until my uncle died.
In only a matter of weeks, I've lost my job, my best friend and my wife. All because we have a murder in our town, and the mayor doing nothing about it.
You've just lost your position in the council, Jonathan. Constables, take this man out of my sight.
The mayor is executing innocent people. The mayor is corrupt. The mayor is corrupt.
Are you sure you want to marry him?
Yes, Mother. I want to marry him.
As you can see, I have put up mirrors all around the room. That way, when we make love, we will be able to see each other from any angle we'd like.
Sophie Spencer?
Yes, that's me.
I would like to introduce to you the mayor of Jacetown.
How very nice to meet you, Sophie. I am very sorry for your loss. I know this must have been a very hard journey for you, but I do have other matters to attend, so I will make this as quick as possible.
What is that?
This? This is my sword.
Why do you have that?
I just need you to rest your head over the rock for me. Then I'll explain.
Oh no. Charles, please don't make me do this.
Do it!
Thank you. If you refuse to wear my mother's choker around your neck, I'll make sure that you'll never have a neck to wear anything on.
Jonathan White?
Yes, that's me. What's the matter, Constable?
I'm sorry to tell you at a time like this, but we found Lydia's body a few miles to the west of town by a carriage.
Sir, somebody get help.
Huh? What is that? Whatever it is, it's coming closer and my lantern is lighting up the whole room. I begin to feel relieved, but then realise I've turned off the only light in the whole mansion and there is no other way out of this room than the way in. I've trapped myself in and whatever is coming is surely going to find me. My uncle, he used to show his beastry to me. There were creatures, so many of them. Some of them made a lot of noise when they walked. Giants, trolls, elephants. No, they're too big. It has to be something smaller. But surely nothing small enough would be able to make that much noise when it walked. I don't even care anymore. I just hope it will be able to devour me in a single mouthful. There are too many creatures that tear their victims limb by limb.
That the West has been filled with armed men.
I know. It would be foolish of him to turn up here.
Shh. This is no man we are dealing with. It's a beast. Its hearing is surely better than ours, and it is most likely to hear your whispers, so keep quiet.
Promise me, he said.
Promise me you'll use all the keys on this ring, except that last little one I showed you. Yet all it is the key to a little room at the foot of the West Tower. Behind the still room, at the end of a dark little corridor, full of horrid cobwebs. You'll find it a dull little room. But you must promise me, if you love me, to leave it well alone.